This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is coming up. It is almost here, and it is a historic year for this event. January 20th, 2025 marks the 30th celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the annual breakfast presented by General Mills. 35 years of community connection and celebration for people right here in the great state of Minnesota. We are so fortunate to have a company like General Mills here in our community that understands and celebrates the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the holiday breakfast. Best Buy is also on board with this to benefit students who want to go to college, who want to have a better future, but need that additional support. This money, this breakfast raises money for the United Negro College Fund, a historic and legacy organization that gives out scholarship money to deserving students. And this year's breakfast, I tell you, is going to be even more special because Michelle Norris is going to be the keynote speaker, our very own Michelle Norris. I tell you, this woman has gone from South Minneapolis to around the world and represented our community so well. And so it is our job and obligation to support her. More about how you can get tickets in just a moment. But I am excited to have Miss Laverne is what I call her. The regional director for UNCF is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Laverne, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Shaletta. I am just so thrilled to join you and just excited to really share more information about our 35th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Breakfast presented by General Mills in support of UNCF, or for some who may not know who we are, United Negro College Fund.
And this event takes place on January 30th. A lot of people are looking for a way to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. It's a day on, not a day off. This could be that event for you. Yes, ma'am.
It's January 20th. You said January
20th. I'm sorry, January 20th. Thank you. The last segment I had was January 30th. So it is January 20th, Dr. King's holiday. A lot of us are looking for a way to have a day on and not a day off. And this could be the wonderful start of your day. Talk to me about the holiday breakfast. 35 years. The theme this year is One People. The event will honor the life of Dr. King and raise funds for students, not all across the country, Ms. Laverne, but the money that will be raised from this event at the Minneapolis Convention Center on January 20th will go to students right here in the Twin Cities.
You are so right, and we are just so proud to be able to support our local students who choose to go to college and who choose to go to our historically black colleges and universities, which, you know, most people know that they're basically down south. We do have some here in the Midwest or the central part of the country, but most of our students choose to go to college at some of these HBCUs, and we're proud to be able to support them. And we do have students who go to some of our local universities as well, here at University of Minnesota, Augsburg. So we support students going to any colleges, but because we are United Negro College Fund, we have 37 member private colleges where students choose to go. And we are, you know, more than excited and proud to be able to provide scholarships to them to, you know, help them close those financial gaps that we all know students experience, and parents have to, you know, have that extra support to help those students.
Now, this year's event is happening on January 20th. Many of us will be off from work that day. A wonderful opportunity for you to bring your entire family. This is an event that kids and children can come to. I appreciate, Ms. Laverne, that every year you do such a great job of bringing more and more young people to this event so that they can not only participate and be a part of, but they see themselves. You know, a couple of years ago, y'all had the dance troupe and the drum line,
right,
and it was just great for the young people to feel like that they were a part of this event. And then this year you have Michelle Norris, who's going to be talking about race and culture and communication in America. And I want to talk to you about, you know, Dr. Rachel Hardiman. She's going to be there from the Center of Anti-Racism Research for Health Equity. You guys have some heavy hitters. How did you come up with the theme and get all these amazing people to be on the stage at one time?
Yeah, well, as you know, as we said, our theme is One People. And it's really, you know, was a collaborative effort with UNCF and General Mills to really brainstorm, you know, every year about what we would talk about and what we would want our speakers to talk about. And as a result of that collaboration, we look at, you know, all of the messages from Dr. King over the years. You know, he's more than just I Have a Dream speech. So we look at all of those elements of what he has spoken about over the years, what his messages have been to this country as a whole. And as a result, One People was inspired by his message, where he quoted, was quoted saying, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny." And that basically boils down to whatever affects one of us directly affects all of us indirectly. And, you know, out of many come one. And, you know, we're a country that's really trying to be unified, and we want this message to resonate with our community, with our corporate leaders, with our corporate and civic community, our young people, everyone who wakes up on January 20th and has made that decision to attend the breakfast. We want that message to come through loud and clear. Michelle Norris, I think, will really bring that home for us in her keynote message, but she will also be moderated in a conversation by Dr. Rachel Hardiman, as you have mentioned, and Rachel is doing such great work at the University of Minnesota. And as you mentioned, her work is a mouthful in terms of, you know, what she does. She is that endowed, I'm trying to really make sure I say it all right, because when you look at her background.
She has so many. Oh my gosh, you could just list them all day of all the accolades, awards, and accomplishments that she has. And, you know, I want to make sure that people know they can go to mlkbreakfast.com. That's mlkbreakfast.com to purchase tickets for the event, get more information. And, you know, they, you know, everything that you need is there. I'm so excited that so many of our local companies, Miss Laverne, and I just want to highlight a couple of the sponsors,
just to
be proud of the fact that we are in Minnesota. 3M, Alina, Anderson, Cargill, Carlson Foundation, C.H. Robinson, CHS, Delta Dental of Minnesota, Ecolab, Medtronic, the Timberwolves and the Lynx, Mortenson, SPS Commerce, United Health Group, Wells Fargo, Winnebago, and Xcel Energy. All of these companies, in addition to Best Buy, Target, and General Mills, are making sure that, you know, we have a day and an opportunity to kick the morning off celebrating Dr. King's legacy and coming together. And, you know, for me, Miss Laverne, when I go to this event every year, I'm excited to hear the keynote speaker. I'm excited to get energized. I'm excited to almost kind of like, I feel like I'm getting my marching orders for the year.
Well, you are, because it kicks off the day. And as we all know, this is the same day as the inauguration. And we're hoping in our attendance that people will use this as a catalyst to really stay positive and to really honor and celebrate Dr. King's legacy. You know, it's just a wonderful opportunity to, you know, continue his legacy. And we've always had such great attendance. This is one of the largest breakfasts around the country. We have up to and over 2,000 people who attend this breakfast at 7:30 in the morning. Our doors will open at 7. The programming will begin at 7:30, and the actual event itself is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. So we encourage all of the people who have not purchased tickets yet, and our ticket sales will close on Monday, end of day, January 13th. So you still have a couple of days to get tickets. And like you said, go to mlkbreakfast.com, where all of that information is there for you. It's a wonderful place to be.
It is. And, you know, one of the things, Miss Laverne, for us is that, you know, getting the kids dressed up, helping them to understand the importance of the day. Why are we here? What are we celebrating? Oftentimes lessons about Dr. King and, you know, people who have made such contributions in this country are not necessarily all taught in schools. There's so much more you can learn by going to an event like this, not just by yourself, but also with your children. And for me, it's more than just hearing the message and getting my marching orders, but it's connecting in community. I didn't realize how much I missed being at the breakfast, Miss Laverne, until COVID happened, and then we had to do it virtually. When we came back in that room and everybody was in there and we got together, there's something about being in the place. That I know that you all have a virtual offering, but talk to me about the feeling in the room and what it's like to actually be there.
It's that energy. It's that one opportunity of the day where the community comes together, the corporate community comes together, the civic community, our nonprofit community. It is really one of the most sought after events for the day. And I think it gets people, you know, jump started, and you get to, you know, it's like a homecoming. You get to see everybody, you get to really honor what the day is about, and it gets you charged and motivated. And then with our entertainment being this year, the Sounds of Blackness, three-time Grammy-winning Sounds of Blackness will be performing, but we'll also have a special performance by Thread Dance Project and a choral reading by our young people from Vocal Essence, Singers of the Age. So we feel like there will be something for everybody that morning. And to your point about, you know, honoring and continuing our historical perspective of what Dr. King did for this country, it really is more important now than ever to really keep history before us so that our children can know that he made a difference in this world, that he brought people together, and especially in light of, you know, Supreme Court rulings and the dismantling or the attempt to dismantle DEI initiative. We need to really keep the history and the purpose of what one people really means to everyone.
Well, I can't thank you enough for doing this work, Miss Laverne, and everything that you have done to make sure that this breakfast goes on, the legacy continues, and we don't lose sight of the mission. Ms. Laverne, the regional director for UNCF, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about the annual Martin Luther King Breakfast presented by General Mills. MLKBreakfast.com is where you can get your tickets. You only have a few more days left, so you do not want to miss an opportunity to get out and get your tickets, not just for you, but for your entire family. It is 120. It's the Shaletta Show, and we'll be back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:24. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I don't know. I don't know who's raising these kids. I don't know. And it's frustrating, and it makes me angry when teenagers are running amok with no accountability, no responsibility, no parental supervision, no discipline, no regard for others' safety. Have y'all seen this story? Right here in Edina. 13 Edina students snuck into the YMCA and assaulted a teenager and left this child with traumatic brain injury. Now, police have arrested 5 of the suspects so far. This is in Edina. 2 teenage boys were charged Friday among the 5 arrested in connection with more than a dozen Edina high school students ambushing a teenager in the Edina YMCA last month and leaving him with traumatic brain injury. Now, this planned assault happened on December the 20th. Why they not getting ready for Christmas? Why they not working a part-time job? Why are these Edina students planning to assault a teenager? The victim was 16 years old, and this child is showing signs of declining mental state and memory difficulties. He had to be hospitalized. This is something that his parents are going to have to deal with. Police say a 16-year-old Edina boy was arrested. 3 more boys were arrested on Thursday. The first boy was arrested on Wednesday. He started snitching. 3 more boys were arrested on Thursday. And then a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old in Edina and a 16-year-old in Bloomington were arrested on Friday. You know they're in there telling on each other. So the charges were filed Friday afternoon. The youngest suspect is 15 years old. Police say they were called to the Y on that day because they heard that a staff member let a large group of young men in through the rear exit door. The group went into the gym and assaulted the teenager who tried to run away. Imagine if that is your child in the Y. Doing what kids do at the Y, that's supposed to be a safe place. To have these kids, these Edina kids, come in and assault and beat him until he fell unconscious. He could not even, according to the police report, tell officers how long the attack lasted because he blacked out. They had on masks and hoodies in Edina. What y'all doing in Edina? Now, when they talked to the YMCA of the North, their spokesperson said a staff member did not admit the group. They got in there some kind of way. And the surveillance video caught the 13 teenagers entering the building. I just can't even imagine. I have sons. I can't imagine 13 teenagers assaulting my child until he became unconscious. Put yourself in that parent's shoes. Imagine getting that phone call. Imagine having to leave your job that day. Wait a minute. My son went to the Y to work out. My son went to the Y to hang out with his friends. My son went to the Y to swim. What? He's unconscious. How did that happen? Did he fall? Did he have an accident? Oh, no. 13 teenagers just beat him up. He tried to run away. I just can't imagine the screams that that child must have let out of his mouth until he was unconscious. In the Y. Father God. The 16-year-old, one of the 16-year-olds who was charged, admitted to police that he went to the YMCA because of the planned assault and admitted that he hit the victim 2 or 3 times and kicked him. Yep. And here's the thing that got me. Here's the thing that is baking my noodle. 13 Edina students. 13 students. A majority of them from Edina, one from Bloomington, snuck into the YMCA with masks and hoodies on. Beat up a teenager until the child was unconscious and is having cognitive brain issues. Can't remember nothing. The suspect that appeared in court on Friday was released to his mother. Now, I challenge you this. What would we be saying about the story if these were 13 students from North High School? Do you think they would be released to their mother? We would be calling them thugs and animals. They would be in jail. They would not be released to their mother because justice is not blind. They would be deemed as a threat, probably held without bail. We've seen it over and over, time and time again. But this 16-year-old in Edina was released to his mother, put on an electric monitoring bracelet, due back in court January 27th. So what do we call this group? Innocent until proven guilty? They've only been charged, not convicted? Oh, absolutely. I understand that. But let's remember to give that same title, that same grace, and that same energy when the children in question are from North High School. We'll be right back. Let me tell y'all something. I work all year really hard and I get all of my kids' Christmas gifts in October. I am not a Black Friday shopper, but I know a lot of y'all go nuts. I watched y'all on TV. I saw y'all lined up at the Malls of America all around the corner. My friends and relatives were in that line bragging about all the deals they got on Black Friday as they shopped. And one of my friends and writers, her mom Nancy Gordon is in St. Louis Park, she got an unexpected surprise from her Black Friday purchase. She and her husband got a fancy deal on a new washer and dryer to replace the old broken machines. And there's an emotional victory that comes with a purchase like that, especially after you do all the research, throw down your credit card, figure out the delivery logistics. But Nancy's excitement quickly turned to anxiety when the appliances arrived. On a tiny label, y'all listen to this, on the new purchase, she saw the words on her new washer and dryer that she just bought on Black Friday. Warning, cancer and reproductive harm, and a Proposition 65 warning website. Now, as you can imagine, she was shocked to see this warning on the sparkly new washer and dryer that she had just got for Black Friday. Now, she wrote about her experience in the op-ed in the Star Tribune, and this is how I saw it. Her op-ed was right below the one that I had written about the late Senator, my friend, Carrie Dietzick. So that caught my attention, and I said, Nancy, you got to come on the Shaletta Show and talk about this, because you are not alone in this anxiety, because these consumer labels and warnings are real. So Nancy Gordon is joining me for her first time on the Shaletta Show. And girl, I wish we were talking about the fact that you want a new car or something, but this is scary business. Oh my God, this is not, you don't want a cancer warning on your Black Friday deal. Girl, what the hell happened?
Well, Shaletta, thank you for having me on your show. I have to say, just as my beautiful machines arrived and they unwrapped them and the men are starting to put them in the corner in my tiny laundry room, I thought, I need that serial number. And so I said, wait, I have to just take a picture of the serial number before you hide it in its spot. It's home for life. And so I took a quick picture of it, and as I'm looking at the picture, I see this warning, and I am like, oh my God, I am like so like shocked. I didn't know, as you said, I didn't expect it at all. And I said to the guys, what is this? You know, and they said, well, I don't know. Well,
I was going to say, girl, you know, they don't know. They the delivery dudes. All they know is address.
Have you seen this before? I asked, and they said, no, we've never seen it before, with big smiles on their faces. I didn't know what that meant. And I wondered, you know, is it a vapor? How is it transferred? How dangerous is it to me? I also, at the store, when I bought the machine, they made me sign something that said, I have 48 hours to decide whether I can return this machine. And if after that, it's non-returnable. And I'm thinking, wait a minute here. Deadlines with consequences scare me. You know what? I'm going to have to find out right away. My stomach just clenched. I felt sick and just didn't know what to do. So I thought, okay, I'm going to call the store and just ask. And so I called the store, and the store said, oh, they didn't know anything about it. Okay.
What the hell?
And of course I had to wait a half hour to get through. Then I called again, and someone else answered the phone, and I said, listen, I've got to talk to someone. And they said, well, there is a man, the representative from the company, and that works with us, and I'll give you his number. So I called him, and he said, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. I don't know what the chemical is. And so I wrote the article because I was so surprised to see the warning. I mean, no one had mentioned it. The tag wasn't visible. I never would have even looked at it if I hadn't taken the picture of it. And the biggest thing is, like, there's no rating system. Is this like a one-star alert or a four-alarm, you know, first-star alarm? I didn't know how nervous I should be. And the LG, whoops, I wasn't going to say, but the website under description of the machines, there was nowhere to specifically ask about my machine or the chemicals. They just kept diverting me. So I was finally, it was crazy.
And here's the thing that scares me is that suppose you had never asked to take a picture of that serial number. That wasn't number of God. Because most people just get it in there and let them put it in, get the old one out, and we just get the washing. I don't know about anybody else, but for most folks, a brand new washer and dryer is a reason to celebrate, right? And here you are wondering whether or not the thing that's washing your clothes is going to give you cancer.
Yes, right. So I finally got a hold of the company, and I talked to someone in customer service who had to look it up, and she said, just disregard the warning. It doesn't tell how much to make a person sick. It doesn't list the chemicals. And I said, well, I need to talk to your manager. And then I finally talked to someone else, and after prodding, he said, well, the chemical is benzene, and it's in the paint. It can't hurt you just being on your machine, but don't scrape the paint off, he said. Well, it seems to me that quite a bit of the warning is how the item is disposed of at the end. I mean, a dump site. I wouldn't want to live. Where do they take these machines to die?
Right.
That is really what makes me crazy. But also, I just feel that the manufacturer, the P65, has done the website or the organization has done a lot of good things. It's taken, the lead out of gasoline. It's gotten the asbestos out of building materials. It's, and it warns us that these things might be a problem, but the manufacturers need to be forced to list the chemicals and to state how best to avoid the exposure. That's the whole problem. Now that there's so many things with these labels on it and you just disregard it because it's so common. Well, should we disregard it all? I don't think so.
Okay, so what are you gonna do? Are you gonna keep the washer and dryer? Are you gonna get rid of it and get you another one? I need closure.
Okay, so the washers and dryers, almost every manufacturer has it. I actually said accidentally said the
Okay.
name, but they all have it except for maybe one brand that was like out of my price range. It's more people put this label on to prevent them from getting fined. There's not always a reason why it's on everything. And that isn't necessarily true for washing machines, but other products you see with that label on them. They just and as a matter of fact, I was gifted a basket in my for fruits and vegetables to sit a wire basket to sit on my counter, and I was so excited with it. I was going to put all my I'm a dietitian, so I was going to put all my anti-cancer fruits and vegetables and sweet potatoes and things into this basket and to have it sit on my counter. And as I'm taking off the labels, there's the label for
Girl,
P65 warning. I couldn't believe it. You can't make this stuff up. So
Well,
if there's a choice, I would compare two things. If one didn't have the label, I would certainly get the thing without the label.
okay.
But I think it's too common. You're going to have to buy things that have that label on them. It's impossible not to.
Is that scary? I mean, I would have just fallen out. I mean, did you, girl? I mean, was your nerves bad? Did your blood pressure go up? Because I would have just fell out.
Well, the phone calls helped me. And you know what I did? I wrote the article. That's what I did
Yes.
to try to put it into perspective.
Now, you got to tell me what the feedback has been since you wrote that article, because I know when I write op-eds, I get all kinds of notes and stuff from folks. What's the feedback been like for you from people who have read your column?
Well, I did get one letter from somebody that wasn't too nice. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did they get my name? It was in a lovely holiday envelope, and it had a little candy cane on
Oh,
it,
okay,
and
ma'am, can I just tell you that person writes everybody. I just toss tears. Yeah, I know who that is. So there's always a troll, and this person doesn't have internet. So I can tell you exactly what the envelope looked like. It's blue, ain't it? It's a little blue envelope, and it's got a little red candy cane over to the left hand side. I can tell you that it comes right out of St. Paul, and then they got the holiday stamp on it, and it's typed in big type, and it's trifolded, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah,
So
that's the
that's
same
the
person. Yeah.
only response I have gotten. And
Okay, all right. That's how you know you've arrived. But I'm sure that that this column that you wrote really put all of us on high alert and making sure that we are so conscious about things that we purchase. I know I do a lot of gifting through frames, and the reason that, you know, your story resonated with me, not that we were neighbors on the op-ed section, just that piece, but you know, whenever I go out in community and I meet with people, I always take pictures. I love taking pictures, selfies, pictures together, and then I find the person later and I take the photo and I put it in a frame and I gift it to them. And so I was going to, when I used to shop at Walmart, to get the frames. And just like you, I just happened to look on the back of the frame one day and it said, "May cause cancer." I was like, I'm killing people. I don't want to touch these damn frames. And so the frames that I had, I took them back to the store. And then I started shopping for frames at Target and Michael and making sure that I checked the label and even go online and check the manufacturer. And like you said, it costs more, you know, when you, you know, don't have that label warning on there. And girl, look, I ain't had time to ask about no damn paint. What was in it? Well, if it said may cause cancer, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to ship it. I surely don't want to send it to somebody's house and have it sitting up at their house and their kids start eating on the frame or something. Oh no, I don't think so. So I just started buying a different product, but I thought about that. And like you said, if we really pay attention, right? Because a lot of people are not looking for this. They're looking for price. They're looking for price point. They're looking for how much they can get for the least amount because they're trying to save money for the family. But and a lot of people are looking to make sure it's manufactured in the United States. Everybody has something that they're looking out for when they make big purchases. But, you know, your story is a reminder that we have to look for those warning labels, right?
That's right. And wash your hands after you go shopping.
Amen.
You're going to touch these things.
Yeah. Girl, I just, you know what? I'm telling you, during COVID, and I might start back after talking to you today, I was wearing gloves going shopping. Well, you know, I wear gloves anyway, but I have boxes of gloves in the car and in the house and at the job. And so I wear gloves. Like, I don't even want to touch the basket because you don't never know what you're picking up. Well, girl, I'm so glad that you took the time to talk to me today, Miss Nancy. This story was so fascinating. And I just, girl, I wish y'all had like a video camera in the house. Like, you were one of those famous streamers, because I would have wanted to be a fly on the wall after reading what happened to hear and see the conversation between you and those delivery guys and you and the guy on the phone and just everything that was happening in real time. That was an adventure.
Yes, it was quite an adventure. Thank you, Shaletta.
Well, thank you for sharing.
More people on the subject.
Yes, thank you for being here. You all stick around. We've got more education to come on the Shaletta Show. It is 1:54. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. 24 degrees right now outside. Weekend snow moving in later today. Mild temperatures will be coming along with snow showers this weekend, followed by a big drop in the mercury. I'm telling you, these are our good old Minnesota winter days, baby. It is starting off on Sunday at -4. Monday starts off at -9, Tuesday at -4 degrees. And so as parents, we just got to prepare, right? We know what we got to do. We got to make sure we got a stock of hand warmers and foot warmers. I went on Amazon and ordered a case for the kids because we got the note last week that came from the school. It said, "Listen, you know you live in Minnesota. We will be having recess. The kids will be going outside unless it's -10 or below. If it is -9, if it is -8, if it is -2, yes, we will be going outside. So make sure your children are dressed appropriately." And I know, y'all, I promise I know. These kids lose gloves and scarves and hats for the fun of it. I think they're just messing with us, because I buy some nice insulated gloves every year at the beginning of the season. And by May, we are missing whole snow boots. How do we have one snow boot and not the other? Did you walk home on one foot? Did you hop home? Because there's a snow boot missing. So how do we have the right snow boot, but the left snow boot can't be found? Where the hell could the left snow boot be? All over the house. I'm losing my mind. We still have not found the left snow boot. So what do we have to do? We just got to do what we got to do. You know what I did? I bought 2 pair of snow boots for everybody. One you keep in your locker. One you wear back and forth home from school. So that if something happens and you are at school and the left snow boot come up missing, don't call me at home. Don't call me off my job. Yeah, I got called off the job because they got ready to go to recess and the left snow boot was missing. How is that possible? How is that possible that you went to school with 2 snow boots but got ready for recess and only had 1? Yeah, parents, get prepared because you know the missing snow boot saga is coming. Stick around. We've got more coming on Chalet.